Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
What have we been seeing in terms of hog markets, and what have been the factors contributing to those trends?
Yeah, so we've a little bit of uncertainty, I think, is hitting the market. On the plus side, you know, from a price perspective, things are still, you know, holding up reasonably well in terms of cash prices, and in particular, wholesale pork prices, especially, you know, from when we bottomed out in the summer months. So we're holding on to those gains reasonably well, but the forward prices are starting to, you know, show a little bit of weakness, and so I guess there's some concern there. I think that you know, likely is related to, you know, some of the uncertainty associated with COVID is, you know, is definitely an overwhelming theme to the market, and so with this uncertainty, it's just hard to get any decisive trend in place. We're seeing we're seeing a bit of weakness in wholesale pork prices, but they're still way better than they were.
How is processing capacity balancing with availability of hogs at this point? And what role is that playing, and what are the factors contributing to that supply-demand balance?
Yeah, that's always an issue, you know, around this time of year. We haven't seen any major constraints yet. I think that's probably something that's contributing to the greater uncertainty of the whole market, because what we've got is the heaviest supply of hogs coming to market here in the next month or so. And if we see any disruptions to processing capacity, then it could spell a major problem for North American prices. But as it sits right now, we're matched reasonably well, and I don't see any major concern in the immediate future.
What role is demand going to play, and what do we know about demand or expectations? What do we not know about demand, and what will be important as we move forward?
So on a demand side, I think part of the COVID influence is that we're seeing certain aspects of the supply chain that are attempting to secure their critical supplies. And I think that's probably contributed to the run-up in different products like ham prices and pork bellies, which hit a near-term high about 8 to 10 days ago. Now they've since come down and actually come down very sharply. They've been, correcting lower. And I think that's probably a fact that, these supply chain, the individual companies along the supply chain are simply trying to secure those supplies so that they can operate with some degree of certainty in light of a second wave and possibly more shutdowns. So we've got huge volatility in individual cuts, and that's contributed to a lot of a lot of uncertainty as to where the market is going to go. Demand is really difficult to put your finger on right now. Needless to say, export-wise, it's performing better than than previous years. In particular, China is still short of meat protein, and we expect that's going to be the case here for for at least several more months, if not years.
How are U.S. politics factoring in, most notably U.S. trade with China, and how might any changes impact markets there?
Well, that's a key point on in terms of today's trade action as well. The Canadian dollar was down nearly a dollar in trade today, and so that actually serves to improve Canadian hog prices. But there again, we're seeing huge uncertainty associated with with the possibility of unclear results a week from now when the US election occurs. So as it sits right now, it's contributed to an improvement in Canadian prices, where we've slid close to 2 cents over the course of the last week or so. But I think on a whim, it seems like it could turn around and go the opposite direction. So it's adding further uncertainty to the market and making it difficult to really plan anything.
What should producers be watching at this point and possibly considering?
Well, thankfully, producers have, were really active in forward pricing about, 2 weeks to 10 days ago. And so there's a lot that got a fair amount of price protection in place for 2021. And so I think for moving forward, I think with a base level, if you've already established a base level of protection, maybe using any price rallies that come from the volatility that we've seen as an opportunity to add more protection to your pricing plan, to your risk management plan.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's it right now.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Todd Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.